Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, let's see if we're back in the room again. I've set other things up just in case we're not coming on. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Try this again. It's got to be on Blog Talks End. It's got to be. It's on Blog Talks End this time because I'm receiving signal. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So I'm going to wait a little bit and see if I get a sound. Let me type in the room. It won't let me type in the room at all. Oh, mercy. What is going on tonight? Oh, we got tens. Okay. Mercy. I'm sitting here hooking up all kinds of stuff finally. Yeah, it's on Blog Talks End. Oh, hallelujah. Loud and clear. Oh, well, shalom, shalom, shalom. Saints of the Most High, we are overcomers. Hallelujah. 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 Well, bless y'all that all things are working well. I just don't understand this Blog Talk. Sometimes it works good. Sometimes it don't. But praise Yah for all things. In all things we give thanks. Let me turn this speaker off so I don't cause any feedback. Oh, hallelujah. I pray all is well with all in the land of the living, as we're going to be talking about a living thing tonight. Hallelujah. As we've been in our study in the book of Hebrews, and we continue our journey, continue our fellowship, continue our breaking of bread. Hallelujah. 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 I am excited. I'm very excited again to be here to minister to my brothers and sisters, my friend and foe, whoever may be listening. I pray that Yah will open your understanding. And that is our wish. As you know, our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it's of Christ. And I can gladly say that. I gladly bow my knee. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Good word. It's always good, you know, to hear. I always enjoy that teaching when Pastor does about the name Jesus and going over that, the name and the authority. There is so much there, you know. He says, you know, for the most part, for our old timers, you know, we have to endure, but still, and even listening to that, I still had, you know, if I can use the word takeaways, I still learned something. I was able to be nourished and enriched by it and strengthened by it and edified by it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. And in this day and time, it is sad a lot of people claim to know his name and have no authority. This thing, you know, it seems like it floats around them in the ethereal. It's as though they're given testimony of something they have not have witnessed within themselves. You know, a lot of people out there that's given testimony to Jesus Christ, they give it from an external understanding, an external experience. And we, the saints of the Most High Yah, that have been filled with his Ruach and filled with his Spirit, have understood the Most High, understood the Savior from a fellowship, from a covenant, from a relationship that is within us. And that's why we speak and we breathe and we move and have our being, not because of what's going on externally. Our strength and what propels us and motivates us from that which is within, and it should always be within. And that is a good thing that the Most High has supplied all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And we thank Yah for that. If we really take on day by day, knowing that we in ourselves, without him, we can do nothing. It's one thing to know the name and not understand what encompasses that name. What does it mean to be part of that name? To have that name within you. To have that authority within you. To have that witness within you. As we know in the book of Acts, it is reported that the disciples that were up there in the upper room, they did not become witnesses until after that Holy Spirit had taken up a residence in them. And we really, really, you look at it, we cannot be witnesses of this word, witnesses of the Messiah, without him dwelling in us. You heard Pastor say we, and the words say so eloquently, and I have taught over and over, we are the temple of the living Elohim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are, and we got to take each and every day understanding that the life which we now live in this flesh, we don't live it to our own desires no more. We have a different empowering substance in us. We have a living being in us. We were once dead. We were in the land of darkness, in the land of, now we have been pulled into the land of the living. And we serve a living Elohim. We don't no longer serve the God of this world, who's serving out death, destruction, stealing and killing and murdering. No, that is not our nature no more. Our nature is of him, and it should always be of him. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, I am excited. Yes, I am excited. I stay excited, and it's good to stay excited, to wake up in the morning and to be excited of our Elohim, of our Master and our Savior, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. No matter how we may pronounce the name, we know, we give testimony of the name. Not, it goes beyond what our tongue can say. It goes, it really resonates, and it really is profoundly proclaimed through our conversation, how we conduct ourselves, how we live daily. What do we do here? What do we do? How we react to this? How we react to that? We really got to look at it in a more deeper. We've got to get out of this temporal understanding. Like Pastor said, we got to get out of this world that we once feasted on, that was once in us, this the world of negativity, death, and darkness, where it was all blind and lame and halt. And we are all once in that state in some form or another, until the light of the glorious gospel shined unto us, and the scales fell off our eyes, and we were able to see, and the scales fell off our ears, and we were able to hear. And that was not of our own doing. That was not of our own volition. We did not cook this up. We did not have a recipe. We did not follow a pattern. No. No. We heard the shepherd's voice calling at some point in our life. And when we answered that call and entered into that call, everything that was behind is behind. That is no longer you. When you became a new creature, then that's how the Most High Yah sees you. And we think that the Most High Yah looks upon us as our old man and our old ways and our own doings and our own appetites. No. And he's trying to get in our hard heads daily about the peace and the thoughts he has toward us about the world that we talked about last time we were fellowshipping. The world that he is in, that he's in trying to part unto us, trying to get us ready for that world that is to come with his words. Well, we've been given much words of this world, and it framed our mind in so many ways of death. And we did not struggle, we did not fight, we did not tear, we did not complain. But we come over into this walk, and we fight, and we struggle, and we complain. When you look at it, that way of that transgressor that all of us at one time was hard, was hard, was hard. And now here we are in this walk. Now we're in new life. We're now in living with our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. We are yoked together with him. That whatever is going on in the day, whatever going on in the night, what's going on in, after that point of reaching salvation, that he is our strength, that he is in this with us daily, minute by minute, second by second, that we are not alone. And these are words of encouragement that we should continually, in the front of our eyes, in the front of our mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've been in Hebrews chapter 11. We've been pretty much between verses 1 and 3, if we want to look at it from that point. And we're going to continue, you know, kind of stay right there until we get to see the works of faith. We've got to get an understanding that the faith that we have, we don't have a dead faith that a lot of the religions of the world proclaim that they have. Their faith is by mouth and word only. It exits out of them, and somehow, some way, that I don't know what it is to them, but I know it has no substance. I know that they are. What am I trying to say here? Well, many that are in this walk that you know that seem to say they know the name and to try to, you know, preach this word that they are direly false witnesses. But there's a lot of religions of this world that they, you know, that you can, you know, go to any person, you know, and they ask, what faith are you of?
What faith you of?
Oh, what faith you of? You know, and it's like it's just some kind of label that you put glue on the back of and slap it on you. It's on your outside. It's only just confession, and it's nothing from within. It's amazing that the disciples did not, you know, have to go around, you know, arrayed in certain manner and dressed in certain manner. But their conduct, they knew that the people that saw the disciples, they knew that they were of Yeshua HaMashiach. They knew that they were of Christ. Why? Because of the love that they showed between one another. And just look how the name was manifested just in that very act, just in that thing that was put in them, that they shared with one another, that knitted them together tightly and knitly and fitly joined together, was the love of Yah shed abroad in their hearts, in our hearts. That's what keeps me going day by day. Nothing of my own making, nothing of my own fashioning. You know, praise Yah, saints. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I'm going to speak words of life. And I tell my brothers and my sisters always to keep always a vocabulary of life within your mind. You know, these things will frame the world that is to come. If you keep your mind in that world that is to come, the world that the word that the ministers, the appointed ministers of Yah, are trying to broadcast to you, as I am trying to broadcast to you in the administration of a teacher, then I am trying to somehow, some way impart unto you that you may, you know, partake of my joy, my excitement, that somehow, some way that, you know, even beyond the way that my voice is saying and my words are being pronounced, that you would actually feel the passion that is not me, but it's of the greater one that's in me. And that's what I give witness to. And that's what I must give testimony to. That is the thing that's going to help me overcome him. That it was the blood that was shed on that tree that I knew it washed and made me clean. And because of that, now that I live this life, because of him, this new life that he prepared for me, now I have a testimony. I have a word in me that will overtake the gainsayers, that will give an account to everyone that asks of the thing that was within you, that I don't ask. Then I don't give account of myself. I don't give report of myself. But I, you know, I see that welling up within me, as Yeshua said, that which you see me do, you know, I've seen the Father do. I don't do it of my own accord, but there is one greater that is in me that's given me this strength, that's given me this power, that's given me this ability. So I speak of that. But I can't not in no way rub my hands together and throw dust up in the air and go poof and abracadabra and say this and that, as a sorcerer once did in Acts. Saints, we are a living people, and we need to really, really meditate and fellowship with that living being that is in us. And tonight we're going to talk about something else that is living, 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 living. So let us continue in our fellowship as Hebrews, in the letter to the Hebrews. And we really need to look at that. Of all the letters that are written, you know, in this Bible, you got one written to the Romans, you got one written to the Corinthians, the Galatians, the Ephesians. And all of a sudden, you got one written to the Hebrews, written to all of a sudden amalgamation of the whole of believers. And I notice, you know, I'm flipping through here, And I don't see a letter written to the Christians. I don't see a book that says Christians. No, I see a book that says Hebrews. Ain't that something? Well, look at that. Wow. That is amazing. Oh, no. No. Hallelujah. We are Hebrews. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Brother Ugly said, bless you, brother. Bless you, Brother Paul. I'm just excited tonight. Some of y'all are sharing in my joy. Some of you sharing in my excitement, and I'm glad that you can partake and we can, you know, eat this bread together and communicate and conversate and have this in this manner. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a good thing about, you know, fellowshipping with the Word. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to start tonight off. We're going to talk about a living thing that is in us, a living thing that we give testimony to, a living thing that brings things into being. Death cannot bring nothing. Death is separation. It's not cessation, but it's separation. And we've heard that quite a few times, and we need to get the, you know, that temporal definition out of our head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because death to the world, it's their enemy. Well, we know that Yeshua HaMashiach has gained victory over this thing called death. So death to us, we welcome it. We should welcome it each and every day because it's no longer an enemy. It no longer holds itself over us. It has no bearing over us. And we can thank again. We give testimony to who? Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at this one. There's so many living. I love the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiasticus, you know, and Sirach. It talks about another living being, but we ain't going to talk about that tonight, but wisdom. 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 You know, that's part of a reward of being in the land of the living. That is a great fellowship to fellowship with. As we even read, you know, even in the Proverbs, in the book of wisdom, how wisdom many times was crying out, being alone, wanting fellowship. Wanting fellowship. Wanting fellowship. Wanting somebody. Someone. To come and walk and talk and meditate with her. And when you really look, you know, at the word on this front, I mean, wisdom is a great, great part of the family. And it is awesome. And it is mighty. And a great companion. Hallelujah. So let's look and talk about another living being, if I can use that word per se. Let us look at again at faith. Faith. It's a word that's thrown around out there in the world as thin as a piece of paper. Faith to them is just like a penned word on a piece of paper. It's just so temporal. It has no meaning, has no depth, has no length, has no height. But let us fellowship again tonight with Yeshua HaMashiach. And let us learn a little bit more of the thing that he perfected, that he is the author of, that he is the finisher of in us. Let us look at it tonight. Come walk. Come walk. It's the cool of the day, children of Yah. Let us be attentive to walk with the Most High and listen to his words this evening as we have Shabbat and wherever, you know, we've inclined our ears to listen to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to start. We're still in Hebrews. We're talking about faith. But tonight, I'm going to start out with James chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 17. It says, even so faith, if it hath not works, notice this, is dead. Now, if we really meditate on that and really understand it for the substance which is trying to impart unto us, it's telling us something that faith as a living being, if it don't express itself, if it don't manifest itself in the word that it says here, works, it says it's dead. It's dead. It's dead. So we can see, you know, a lot of people throwing around this word faith. Well, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. And I'm a Catholic. And even on all this great boasting of this label, you might as well go out there and grab you a Burger King sign, a McDonald's sign, a Crystal sign, a White Castle sign, and put that on you. And it's all the self same thing. You can go out there and be part of them businesses. You can join yourself to them merchants out there. There's many merchants of religion out there. And they claim that they have faith, but it is dead. Because none of them, and claiming what they are, do anything. Oh, how do you manifest yourself that you're a Baptist? Okay, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch you day by day, and I'm going to see your conversation, how it shows me your faith of being a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Catholic or this or that. And you really look at it. And all in a nutshell, it ain't manifesting nothing. It is dead. But even so faith, and we're talking about living faith in us. And I like to use, you know, that as a backdrop, as a contrast, as something we can look at and reflect and meditate on then and look within ourselves to see whether we have his faith. The living faith. There's only one living Elohim. The God of this world is dead. He's separated. We got to understand that. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, it is dead, being alone. Yay! Yeah. A man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. And it says, show me thy faith without thy works. And then again, hey, you show me your faith without any works, I'm going to turn around and say, and I will show thee my faith by my works. You know, the scribes and the Pharisees said they were of Yah. But you could see by their external expressions. Go out in the marketplace, look sad, pale their face. Oh, I've been fasting for 4 days and blah, blah, blah. Look at me and look at this. Look at what I'm doing externally. And there are so many accounts of that. Of their external expressions. Want men to see and to praise them and to uplift them for the things they done outwardly. We even know Yeshua had a testimony. They dead. They dead. They dead. But if you have faith, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. In this day and time, a lot of people can see a devil cast out, lame walking, blind seeing, people healed, and still they don't understand that this is a manifestation of the living faith. And I will show thee my faith by my works. And again, it says, thou believest that there is one Yah, one Elohim, one God. It says, thou doest well. If you believe this, believe that there is one Yah, Elohim, thou doest well. As Pastor said yesterday, and I'm bringing it forth again, you know, the devils also believe. But they do something in their belief. They do tremble. Again, later on in the same chapter, James chapter 2, verse 26. And it says, notice this correlation here. It's giving us a depth of what faith is, giving us an understanding, giving us clarity of this thing that's called faith. For as the body without the spirit is dead, you know, this body, if it does not have that breath in it, you know, it can't animate. I cannot speak if the spirit was to go out of me right now. The breath was to go out of this body. Without that spirit, it could not teach and could not minister to you. And if it was the breath was to go out your body, just think, you've seen the breath go out of anybody. You see that body doing anything else after that breath, that nemesia or whatever you want to call it, is gone. So in James tells, for as the body, and he's saying a lot here, just in this little verse, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so if there's a body out there that's claiming they are of Christ and they deny the spirit, that's dead. That's dead. But we are a body of believers. We are the ecclesia. We are the assembly. And those that have the spirit in them, they are of the body. We've got a lot of people that's coming into this faith that have not really joined themselves as of yet, but they are associating themselves until the Most High God adds to the assembly such as should be saved, and he adds by putting his spirit in them. And when his spirit is in them, then of a truth, they know who are the children of Yah and who are the children of the wicked one. Beautiful payoff, beautiful payoff, beautiful payoff. Faith, as Yeshua so eloquently put it in a parable, starts out as a mustard seed. And every one of us, it has started out as a mustard seed, smallest seeds of all herbs. But the thing is, if that little seed is not put into cultivated earth, it's not nothing put into prepared ground, if you're not prepared yourself to receive the word of Yah, which is able, and if you're not prepared that ground and not done the labor to plant that seed and to water that seed, and if you've done this, you've been faithful in this little, then who gives the increase? And I was talking, you know, when I was down in Kansas, Rantoul, Kansas, to the body down there. They're just now trying, you know, to get a body together to move into this community mentality. But first, I told them, go ahead, you know, it may seem small now and infinite, and you've got to start from somewhere. Straightway started as a very small core unit. But that core unit was people full of faith, full of belief. They believed. They joined a man that had a vision. And the man, he broadcasted his vision. And those that had the spirit of Yah, that could relate to that vision, that this is the word of Yah, that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that this was the time to do this. That looking all around them, seeing the events in the world, seeing the spiritual depravity of humanity and everything going around them, that this was the place to move. This was the direction to go. And I knew in my heart, and at that time, it was not of my own volition, but it was the Spirit of Yah that gave me witness, because I believed in His Word. I meditated on His Word. I got in His Word, and I got it into my heart so that the Spirit could do the increase. I had to plant. I had to water at a certain time in my life, but it was the Most High Yah that gave the increase. So Straightway started very, very small. But the faithful stayed with the small and nourished the small. And then the Most High Yah was pleased with they being faithful over that little. So the increase came. And we increased, decreased, increased, and we stayed at a certain point. And we stayed the course. We kept our hands on the plow. We still believed. We still held the faith. We still had hope, even though it seemed like nothing could know, not any of us knowing that this time, here and now, we did not have, we could not see that back then. But there was hope in us giving by the word of Yah. There was a faith put in us by the word of Yah, that we did not faint in well-doing, we will reap in due time, if we faint not. And it was because of this faith that was so beyond our understanding, but still we held on to it so that we could understand it, we could come into the fellowship of it. So when the Most High Yah increased it, He saw us faithful even over that. So it was honorable, and then the increase comes again. And then too much is given, of much is required. And then by the power of Yah, and by the sufficiency of Yah, and knowing that He is our supplier, He supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory, He saw us faithful again and increased it, and increased it. And increased it. And with all this increasing, we was going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. We was increasing in faith, increasing in wisdom. Yeah, there was a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, but it was all for the good. This was all to add to our faith. And a lot of people do not like the pain of living together with one another, the grinding and the finding out of one of each other's shortcomings. Are you strong enough, to be a covering for your weak brother, for your weak sister in these times of need when you're living together? Are you going to love enough to cover a multitude of sins to bring that brother and that sister out of that sin? Because that was the genesis of coming out of her, and many people are still clinging to her in this day and this hour and will not release the hem of her garment and grab the hem of His garment. Faith has got to start somewhere. And the faith, you're not going to generate it of your own. You've got to get into the Word of Yah and hear His Word and let it strengthen that which He has put in you. And be faithful over that little. And don't be worrying that you're at a certain state in your walk. Be faithful in that little so the Most High Yah can reward you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 just a little snippet there. And Saints of the Most High, we have seen a lot of mighty things because we still and hunger and thirst after righteousness. We still want to see this faith more and more and more manifest itself. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that happen externally, but the thing we paid attention to the most, well, what was going on within us? What was going on within us? What was that thing there to mature us? What was that thing there to strengthen our faith? Most High I saw us faithful in our directions and bring us to the realm of understanding deliverance. And then once we embraced deliverance, it started out very small. And we was faithful in that little, and then it increased over time, increased, increased, increased. And all by that experience, we gained hope. We gained so much on the inside. Even though a lot of things were going on externally, we were paying attention to what was going on within us. And if anything was awry in us, we took care of that awry. And we purged that out of us. Because we had hope in us. We had a greater one in us that we kept our own eyes on, that he wants to conform us to his image. And although we've been conformed to his image, we got to live by his faith. And how am I going to understand his faith if I don't get my face into this book and start learning of the world that he walked in, that world that he taught, and that world that he preached, and that world that he broadcasted to us? You know, you heard Pastor so eloquent talking about, you know, we read these words in the Bible and we call it the word of Yah, but that's not the word. This is a life of living. It is a life. Hallelujah. 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 And in the same chapter, we're going back to Hebrews chapter 11. In verse 6, I'm not going to the works of faith as we're getting ready to go on, because I want us to understand what went on? What went on when we read about Abel? What went on when we read about Enoch? What went on when we read about Noah? Is it just a story? Are we going to look at Noah and look into that world that he was in at that time? Are we going to look into the world that is testified here in the book of Hebrews? And are we going to really truly understand the substance of this thing called faith that motivated them, that propelled them, that brought them, you know, to the point to where the Most High I would have them to be? We really got to look at this word as a living word. And many may attack, you know, the King James and all the other versions, and all of them, as you heard yesterday, the translation, transliteration, and all of the losing of the essence of what was communicated of old, trying to be communicated now, and a lot of things cannot be communicated now because of all the loss. So how are we going to really, really get back to the faith that was once delivered to the saints? Unique question, huh? Unique question. The faith that was once delivered to the saints, and we're here in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, and the letter to the Hebrews in 11, talking about what faith did in our brethren. But we're not going to get into the works of our brethren until we can really, really, just a little bit, get a grasp of this thing called faith, this living being called faith in us, this strength and this understanding. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Talk about to please Yah. And it says, for he that cometh to Yah, if you're going to come to him in any manner, must believe that he is. And a lot of people that are claiming his name, and to think that they know his name, they don't believe that he is. I am that I am. And then they really have not had the Holy One of Israel walking up and down in their temple, ministering to them day by day, minute by minute, second by second, because the Word has no place in them. The Word had no place in the scribes and the Pharisees when the Word was there before them, and the Word was manifesting the very thing by his words, the very things going on in their being. You know, like I said, they perceived that he was talking about them. Amazing, huh? Amazing. These external charlatans, these thieves, these robbers, these fakes, these false witnesses. Because without faith, we're not going to please Yah. It says without faith, it is impossible to please him. So how did straightway get to the place of the cause we pleased the Most High Yah? Yeah, it was a lot of labor, a lot of sweat, a lot of blood, a lot of tears, but it was worth it. At that time was the substance of things hoped for. We didn't see it now, but now we're walking. We're in this substance now that a lot of people ain't even dare to walk over the threshold to get into. People are so enamored with fear. They're so clinging to the God of this world. They will not lay down their life for nothing. And they think they got life. And all these people out here think that they think they can minister life.
Well, you said his name wrong.
What the hell is pronunciation? What kind of life is that going to give me? What kind of exhortation? What kind of edifying is that going to give me? But by the moving of the Spirit, that you can by the Spirit tell what I have need of. Well, brother, you know, you're dealing with lust. And then the brother must say, yeah, I am. Can you help me? And then there's fellowship. Then there's love. Then the stronger brother is helping the weaker brother. And even in this, they are proclaiming the name. Without saying. You got to think everything's got to be done with this tongue and forget about the tongue that is within them, that unruly evil that is within us at times. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. And it says, for he that cometh to Yah must believe that he is. And he is. And he is. He is what? All right. Get into that word and find out who he is so that you can be a witness of who he is. Well, what did he do? He cast out devils. He raised the dead. All this is part of who he is, not who he was. Because now faith, now faith, now faith, now faith, because he is. He is present hour. He will still be. He is. And tomorrow to you, he should be. He is. And tomorrow, now faith is. For he that cometh to Yah must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that, what? What's it got to do to know that he is? That diligently seek him. See, our relationship with the Most High Yah is an internal relationship. A lot of people think they're having this relationship with the Most High Yah with emotions and with goosebumps everything that's expressed, you know, in the carnal body and in the carnal mind. It's not so. It's not so. It's not so, for Yah is a spirit. Yah is not a man that he should repent. Yah is a spirit. Even on thinking on Yah is a spirit, that in itself is a lot to meditate on in itself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek, but without faith, it's impossible to please him, because it takes faith to come to Yah. And when you please him, he rewards for those that please him, for those that uphold the word of his power. See, this is true relationship. When people that know their Elohim in this time and in this hour, when they know him from the inside, they shall be strong and do exploits. This all external relationship is nothing. We see what Yeshua HaMashiach did with that flesh body. He put that thing on the tree as a sacrifice, a sinless body, so that it could draw all of our sins, the children of Yah, to it. And then when that very last sin, iniquity, and transgression was put on that body, it was slain. It was slain. It was slain. So much more for our faith. If you believe that he is, if you believe that he is, when you wake up in the morning and you know that he is my provider, that he is my comforter, that he is my strength, and he is my fortress, he is my shield, and he is my buckler. He is the joy and the strength of my life. Moves all pain, misery, and strife. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let us fellowship more and understand this essence of faith, this being of faith. 1 Corinthians 13. I don't know where I'm at on time. I really done lost track of time. It don't matter. We're fellowshipping. Let me look at the time a little bit. Are we good? Oh, hallelujah. Maybe I should have made this 3 hours. I don't know. I just let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13. You know, I had this marked. Oh, there it is. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the light of faith. And we're going to see about some companions here. These are, you know, able ministers. Able ministers. Hallelujah. Sent to the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity or love, in many lame terms, and we're not talking about the love that this world has. We're talking about the Yah love. And have not charity, it says, I am become of a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, something that emanates sound from its externals. The only way that they know that tinkling brass, that sounding brass, that tinkling cymbal can only make a sound, it's got to be hit by something external. And it says, you know, if I do all this, I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I don't have the substance of charity, I don't have the substance of love, then the third, it says, the very thing that I do, it's dead. It's worthless. It's temporal. And it says and goes on and it says, and though I have the gift of prophecy, whoa, and understand all masteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, it says, and I have not charity, what happens? I have. I am nothing. I am nothing if I don't have charity. But I have the gift of prophecy. I understand all ministries and all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith. And I, you know, externally say I got all this, but I don't have one inkling of charity, one ounce of Yah's love in me. You're nothing. You're nothing. And it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and in all this, have not charity, love, in doing it, all this, all these acts, if love was not propelling me, if love was not the center, the strength, the motivator of all that I do, and have I it profiteth me nothing. So in one instance, I don't have love, I am nothing. And I do a lot of things. It don't profit to be anything if I don't have the ingredient of charity in it. And then it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. And we know it straightway. We know the charity amongst many of us. You know, it was tried. It was tested. You know, and through that trials and the tested, you know, that fire, that baptism of fire, you know, it brought things to our mind, to our understanding, you know, in our relationship of being closely knit together of things that we want, that we, like I said, that needed to be purged, that we needed to get out of ourselves so that we could love better, that we would have charity more abounding in us. It says, and charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Person has love in them. There's no place for envy. And charity wanteth not itself. But we've seen a lot of people come into this ministry and thought it was all for them. See, they not had the living thing in them. Charity faulteth not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. And it seeketh not her own. It's not easily provoked. And this being, this life, this living thing, thinketh no evil. And it does not rejoiceth not in iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. That's why when I hear the truth, I can rejoice, because I receive the love of the truth. There was an ingredient. And a lot of people don't understand, you know, when truth is being told to them, that the very thing that really cuts them off is now receiving the love of the truth. You see, the charity of the truth, that when, you know, the word of Yah comes to you, to try to mature you, to try to clean you up, to try to wash you, and you don't receive it and be a partaker of it, but you hold your hand against it. You hold your stout heart against it. You stiffen your neck. You see, where it profited you nothing, because of that mindset, of that construct of mind. But if love was constructed in your mind by the Holy Spirit shed abroad in your hearts, you would rejoice in the truth. And you know, this charity, it beareth all things. This charity believeth all things. It hopeth all things, and it endureth all things. And it says something about this living thing. It never faileth. Never? You mean this thing called charity, this thing is love, isn't an eternal being? Wow. Wow. never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Because we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But that, when that which is perfect, that which is mature, that which is complete, is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And it goes on to dive deeper into that, because when I was a child, I spake as a child, and I understood as a child. And I thought as a child. And it says, but when I became a man, when that perfect is come, cause that which is in part when he was a child, he spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. But when he became a man, when he matured, when he became complete, he put away childish things. Even though now it says we see through a glass darkly, and we do. But it says, but there comes a time when we come face to face. And a lot of people does not like coming, and do not like coming face to face with themselves, to see themselves as they are. When the love of Yah loved you enough to pull you out of your mire, to pull you out of your filth, to pull you out of your disgust, to pull you out of your envy and your jealousy and whatever it may be that's holding you down. Well, we need to let him see us face to face. And the only way we can see face to face, if he's walking and talking and living and breathing in us. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. It says, now I know in part, but then when you're face to face, shall I know even as also I am known. And a lot of us view Yah and his thoughts as the thoughts that we think of ourselves. Like Pastor said yesterday, when we're so negative and when we love churning death, when we love downing ourselves and having our own pity parties and this and that. You know what I'm talking about, saints, brothers and sisters. Love the eyes and reaching out in even in this evening. Hallelujah. And again, the chapter ends in this. And now, then shall I know even as also I am known. And who's going to tell you about yourself? You going to let the word tell you about yourself? You going to let the word of Yah let you know even as he knows you? And now abideth. Who is the abode of the Holy Spirit? Are you the abode? Are you the temple of the Holy Spirit? And then these things should be abiding in you. Now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Romans. Let's look at Romans 15 and 17. We're talking about, hallelujah, line upon line, precept upon precept. We're doing a here a little, there a little. We're talking about the living. And we here in this room should be part of the living. I pray that you are, and if you are not part of the living, pray that the Most High Yah to seek entrance into his life, that you may know of him and that you may know, be known of him as he knows you, as he will love you to the very depth of your being. If you would allow his love to penetrate that deep. Charity. It took on flesh. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He came to his own, and his own received him not. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. We know throughout the months of this year, you've been hearing that a lot. And I think on that a lot myself. I meditate on it. I fellowship with it through meditation, that I may be nourished by it. How many of us let the Word of Yah nourish? It's part of that fellowship. It's part of that intimacy. This is how I can communicate to you even now of the intimacy of my relationship with the Most High Yah, that he has put me in this position to administrate in the realm of a teacher and Pastor Dow as administration of a pastor and Pastor Corey as administration of a pastor, to express him through these vessels to you, that you will receive the Word. Romans 1, 16 and 17 says, "For I am," this is still building on what we have read before. I pray each and every one of you have written down these verses and go back and read them. But don't read a section of verses and forget what you read. Keep that fresh in your mind and then add. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of Yah unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Yehudim first, and also to the Greek. For therein," what? The gospel. "For therein is the righteousness of Yah revealed. Because when you go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, more righteousness is revealed. And every increase. Because Yah is all about increase. Yeah, we are an agricultural people. And we are. What are we cultivating in ourselves? What are we planting in ourselves first? That we may understand this whole process of being an agricultural people. If you don't have that witness within inside of you, understanding what's within you through the experience, how can you be a witness of being a Hebrew, an agricultural tribe, an agricultural people, if you're not sowing in yourself any good seed? You're not watering yourself with the water and washing by the water, the Word of Yah. Hallelujah. There's a lot going on here. I mean, it's woo. When you look at it all in all, and then this whole harmonious relationship with the Most High Yah, even in speaking all this, we can fellowship with the Word. We can hear the Word. "For therein is the righteousness of Yah revealed from faith to faith, because it is written, the just shall live by faith." And it is written in Habakkuk, "the just shall live by his." A while back, quite a few Sabbaths ago, dealt with being justified. and broke that down in the legality of things. Trying to give us an insight to the construct of the mind of Yah. See, we are all familiar with the construct of the God of this world. And a lot of that should be way behind us because we've had familiarity with you. It's where these familiar spirits come from. We will not deal with that. Hallelujah. We're going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Let's look at Galatians. Galatians. As we understand this living thing called faith. And I don't want to call it a thing. Call it a being. I call it a minister to the heirs of salvation. Galatians, what's it, 2, starting at verse 16, family. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. And how is he justified? By the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall what? Notice what it says here. No flesh. Talking about the flesh trying to do the works of the law. But it's something special about, and something glorious about having, you know, the Spirit within you when he writes, this is the new covenant I will make with them after the days. I will write my laws in their hearts and in their minds. And we understand that this law written in our hearts and in our minds, this is the law of love. Because Yeshua went on later and said, oh, that were written, you know, on the tables of stone that now should be in your mind and your heart. These are hinging on two. Love Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, all your being, everything that you are. And then he says, and the second is like unto the first, love thy neighbor as thyself. So we see that even in this, having the law that within our charity is the greatest. Now abideth in us. No, that thing that law that's within our hearts and our minds, we don't do the works, but because it's there, it manifests itself. It We don't do, what can I say? You know, a lot of people with this external thinking think that we're trying, you know, to be saved by our works. No, the works that we do, the works are empowered in us from the Spirit, not by the flesh, but from the Spirit because of that law that is in us. It helps us to perform that very thing. Because if it wasn't for that law in our hearts and our minds, there would not be that construct to perform. There would be not that hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And faith, hope, and love, these three abide together. These three work together in harmony as one because they came from the one. And then we are part of the one. And we should be manifesting the nature of the one. Thou believest there is one Yah, thou doest well. Hallelujah. 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 It says, by the works, listen what it's saying. By the works of the law, notice what it's hinged to, shall no flesh. Flesh, he didn't say by For by the works of the law shall no spirit be justified. But in 17 it says, but if we, and it's only talking to our particular we, seek, and if we seek to be justified by Christ, it says we must first ourselves also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? Yah forbid. And it says, for if I build again the things which I destroy, talking about that life which you live in the flesh, it says, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, that I might, what? Live unto Yah. He that is born of Yah, he that is born of Yah, doth not commit sin. Why? Because his seed, his word, remaineth in him. Where is it at? In him, not on the outside. It's not written because, you know, you've got these words written in a book and you're holding it in your hand on the outside of your body. No, this word seems to bring more substance when it's in. When it's in. When it abides in. So we're talking about two relations. Even Paul to the Galatians here is talking about the law on one extent of people trying to perform it in the actions of their flesh, thinking that they're by their own volition, by their own might, by their own strength, that their righteousness is dedicated, that their righteousness is performed by their own power, by their own doings, that they made the decision, you know, within themselves outside of the strength of Yah, outside of the strength of Christ. Without the love that should be shed in their hearts. So you will not be justified. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto Yah. He goes on and says, I am crucified with Christ. But nevertheless, we are crucified with Christ. We are impaled with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. I live. But yet not I. There's something else living in me. I no longer live. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ. Where does he do? He liveth in, not on, not around. He's not living in me because I am the faith of a Baptist. I am the faith of a Presbyterian. I am the faith of a Pentecostal. I am a faith of the apostolic. False witnesses. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ, what did he do? He liveth in me. And it says, in the life which I now live in the flesh, and the life which we now live in the flesh, how are we living now? How are we living now? Where is the source and the strength of our life now, him, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by. There is my source of power. There is my fountain. There is my water to drink from. I live by the faith of the Son of Yah. Why? Who loved me. And gave himself for me. And all this, I do not frustrate the grace of Yah in this because of all this. Because if we can say that righteousness comes by our own doings, by our own strength, by our own power, by our own works, saying, okay, I'm not going to steal. Well, what's going to keep you from stealing? I'm not going to bear false witness. What really is going to keep you from false witness? Is it going to be something on your external that's going to empower you to obey the law? Or is it going to be something within to keep you from coveting? Something that's greater in you that's going to help you honor your father and your mother. Something greater in you that's going to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We think we can do that our own strength. You think one day we woke up and say, I'm going to keep the Sabbath? No, there's a greater thing in us that's keeping the Sabbath and dwelling in that and entering into that and having the rest in us. The Sabbath is keeping us. Such a great fellowship. There's a lot we got to open our eyes and ears to, saints of the Most High Yah. I'm going to take a small break here. I'm going to let Sister Wenda again give you some ministry information. I shall return shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Do you believe? He is. That the King is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The King is coming. Hallelujah. No man, we were talking about, is justified by the law in the sight of Yah. Because it is evident for those that are true witnesses, for those that have the love of Yah shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit living within, the just shall live. How are we going to live? What is our life? What is our strength? Faith. By faith. By faith. And again, we really look at this. My righteous one shall live. Or this life that you now live in the flesh, You live by the faith of the Son of Yah who loved you and gave yourself for you. You're living by his faith and by his faithfulness. If he was the first fruits, he is the wellspring of our life. He is the vine, and we are the branches. What's the beautiful thing about the branches? We are allowed to bear fruit. He has given us the ability to bear fruit as branches. Really think about it. Agricultural people, Hebrews. We'll leave you with, again, we're going to pick up again before we move on about, you know, this being of faith, this realm of faith that is in us when we get a more understanding about the depth of it, about the life of it, about what it gives us, the sustenance from it. Then we can understand Enoch. Then we can understand Noah. Then we can understand all about we're getting ready to read about in Hebrews 11. As it says, and I'm going to read you from the Aramaic, Peshitta, Lamsa translation. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Just as it was the substance of things which have come to pass. And it is the evidence of things not seen. And in this way, it became a testimonial of the elders. Saints of the Most High, Yah, I pray somehow our fellowship, I pray our breaking of bread, I pray our time together was fruitful. Pray somehow, some way, is able to impart to you something to strengthen you, something you, for you to take on the rest of the 6 days, 4 days, 5 days that you're going to labor and do all your work. Family, keep faith alive. Keep hope alive. Because this is your life. And we just learned just a little bit tonight. And hopefully next time when we come together, we'll learn a little bit more. So we'll understand that very substance, that very thing that propelled our brothers and sisters of old to do the things that they'd done. The thing that's going to propel us in our time to do the greater works. That's going to be a testimony in us that we're going to be strong and do exploits. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, saints of the Most High, Yah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly again for posting scripture, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, for all that you do, all my brothers and sisters that are here tonight at support. The man of Yah, that support, you know, that your support is governed not by your own strength, not governed by your own will, but the spirit of Yah that dwelleth in you that gives you the strength to give. Because he gave first, and because he gave, we can give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, the King is coming.